Welcome everybody. Shir number 1337. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. The Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Refuah Shleima Refol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Refuah Shleima Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Okay, today Bezras Hashem, I'd like to start a new malacha, the malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so the Malach of Ma'abed Tanning, which of course we always go through, we try and start off with the Sefer Lamates Malachis and the Sefer Shabbos Home a little bit, or Shabbos Kitchen, and trying to get a introduction and understanding what the Malacha was all about. Now, some people might be thinking, what is tanning? What does that have to do with me? Right? The Malacha of Ibud, I'm not going to be tanning any skins. What is the problem? So we're going to see that actually the malacha of tanning has to do, it's not just the tanning per se, but it's really the preservation, preserving. And it would come into play in reference to, for example, preserving foods. Ein ibud ba'ichlin. So we'll see how that works. In other words, the preservation of foods, salting, as we know in general, salt. A lot of salt is used as a preservation, as preserving, but, you know, could I salt, for example, if I cut up cucumbers, right? I cut up a salad, I cut up cucumbers, I cut up tomatoes, vegetables. Could I salt them? Is there a problem? I might salt them, I might eat them later on. Is that a problem? Possibly to use salt water. I want to make salt water on Shabbos. Is that a problem? I'm going to be using salt water. Putting fresh cucumbers into pickling solution. Is there anything wrong with doing that? So we see that it has to do a lot. There are various different, albeit drabbanan, but we're going to see how they work. But still, drabbanan is aser mitrabbanan. If and when it's aser, when it could be done, we have to see when it could be done, when it can't be done, in reference to sprinkling salt and these various different type of items which come up. So it's as we see that the malacha of ma'abed, tanning, and there are other things which it really runs under also. But in general, if you look in this form, the Malacha Ma'abed, it does say tanning, but we see that it's something which comes up a lot, right? Salads, tomatoes, cucumbers, whatever, all these things with salt water, and so on. So we're going to see how and what are the guidelines to it. For example, an interesting question which comes up towards Pesach, right? Let's say Pesach Friday night. Now it's Shabbos. Coming Shabbos, somebody forgot to make the salt water. Could I make the salt water for the Seder, right? When Pesach is mamish on Shabbos. So that's an interesting question. Does it pertain to salting eggs? I like to put salt on my eggs. Is there a problem with that? So we're going to see that the various different interesting questions, and especially in the food area, which come up under the malacha of Ma'abed. Okay, so but as we always do, we want to always try and start with the introduction from the Sefer of Lamates Malachas as to what exactly was Ma'abed, right? Before we get to the food part, we want to know what exactly took place and what is Ma'abed all about. So tells us the Sefer Lamates Malachas on page 901, Ma'abed in the Mishkan. What is Ma'abed in the Mishkan? Tanning, which is tanning. Tanning was required to prepare the hides, the hides of the rams and so on, and of the other animals, whatever, the tachash, and so on. They were used for coverings in the Mishkan, but they had to, the tanning process was done in conjunction with the skins and the hides and so on. So now the basic, alright, so that's as far as that is where it was used in general in the Mishkan. But what is the basic premise of Ma'abed? So raw hides tells us the Sefer Lamates Malachas going further, raw hides are highly perishable, okay, and will rapidly decompose, as we understand from something that's dead, a dead animal, right? It rapidly decomposes and it rots away. So what has to be done? They have to be preserved. These hides, these skins have to be preserved before they're right. We went through the various different malachas. You have, for example, geizes, pulling out the hairs. They had to pull out these hairs from the skins, right? And they had to do some of the various different other malachas which we spoke about also had to do with the skins itself. But now this ma'abed is actually the preservation of these skins because of the fact, like we said, that like he brings down, they're going to decompose, they'll rot away. So the process of the preserving of the hides and the transforming them into leather is called tanning. And this is the malacha of ma'abed. So brings down again the Sefer Lamates Malachas. Thus the purpose of ma'abed is to preserve animal skins. Again, that's the malacha min hatayra. That will be the av malacha. Now he just goes further, continuing on how the leather is made. He brings down, so you have curing, you have tanning, and then you have the finishing. He says like this, that the first two steps of the curing and the tanning are both meant to achieve the same purpose, that of preserving the hide. Again, preservation. So that's, again, how it comes in. We keep on stressing this, but that's how it comes into play with foods also. Okay, so that's the preserving of the hide. The third step, which is the finishing, is the process of working the leather to either, you know, give it a soft, subtle texture, whatever the case is, to achieve a firm material by pressing the leather and to making it, for example, sometimes making tefillin out of it, whatever the case is, however that's done. So that then has to be done a different way. But these are three various different steps. That, well, obviously, tefillin, we're not talking about from the Mishkan, but a general case of the tefillin, the hides, and so on. And therefore, these are the three steps in the malacha of ma'abed. Now, he just goes on to say the three different steps, explaining them a little bit further. The curing part, again, it's all basically connected to the tanning, but the curing part, the raw hides are first cured by covering them with salt or by soaking them in a brine solution, which is, again, salt, which is what is the preservation is all about. So he goes on to explain further, very interesting, that the salt, as we know, salt takes away moisture, right? Somebody eats too much salt, Rahman al-Slan, it's dangerous because it takes away the moisture. Sometimes if a person's salt, I've heard from doctors, a person's salt is a little bit on the low side, that means they're drinking a lot of water. So salt takes away the moisture. So this is what happens. The salt dehydrates the skin, and the salt and brine draws out the moisture from the skin, thereby inhibiting the decay, thereby it doesn't rot away, doesn't decompose the skins, right? Which obviously was needed to move on to the next step and, finishing them off, pulling out the hairs and doing everything that had to be done to make them, into the proper form. So curing is necessary in order to prevent the hides from spoiling before they are ready for the tanning process, which is actually the next process. So he says, although salting is only the first step in preserving the hide, it's nevertheless the full-fledged malacha of ma'abed. If somebody goes and curs, right, does this curing process on hides, they would still be chayiv, obviously. The hide is not completely cured until the entire tanning process is completing. So the curing and the tanning really goes together, which takes several weeks. Okay, obviously it's not something to get to us, but again, we want to know what took place in the Mishkan. Just one more quick thing, how he says the tanning, after being thoroughly cleaned from the hairs, excess flesh, and so on, like we've spoken about the other malachas, geizes, and so on, the hides are soaked in stronger and more potent tanning solutions, again, could take weeks or so on, until the hides are completely cured. And they're non-perishable. The hides are then stretched in order to straighten and flatten out the wraps of the skin, and it's put into the natural shape which it had to be, and it becomes after it came off, obviously, the animal's body. So this is again all part of the getting ready of the skin. But the salt, as we see, the salt part, the preserving the salt solution, brine solution, if you want to call it, which is actually salt, is the main part which preserved the skins. Okay, we're going to continue in the introduction, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.